I was thinking this morning about my first communion, and Lonnie and I were in second grade, and we had gone through all the preparation, and we sat right up here in the front pew, and it was opportunity that we had to receive our Lord's body and blood, soul and divinity the first time in under sacramental form. It was just a very beautiful experience. And I just remember leading up to it, the anticipation, if you will, and seeing the girls go through my sisters go through the preparation, finally get to receive, and just, thinking that it's when you're that old, that's a huge percentage of your life, every year, the years seem to take forever, and everybody, so finally when it arrives, there's just this excitement. And I've received every Sunday since then, and since college, daily mass then. And I don't think it doesn't matter how many times we actually receive our Lord in Holy Communion. We never exhaust the mystery of that reality. We can really just spend our whole life reflecting on that mystery of Jesus saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body." Or taking the chalice, "Take this. This is the cup of my blood, which will be poured out for you." Or from John chapter 6, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." Those are, it really is a, it's hard for us to get our minds around it. It was hard for the Jews at the time of Jesus. They're like, is he a cannibal? How can this man give us his flesh to eat? It's just for our human minds to get around that is something that that is hard. And yet we have this these words of Christ and the constant teaching going back to the time of the apostles that this is really, and those witnesses to the resurrection, telling us that this is what he said and this is what he meant. And so for us then to be able to hear that and to accept in faith the reality. And when we are able to accept that truth in faith, what it allows us for is Holy Communion. Communion with the Holy, union with, the incarnate Word, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And to think about how much love Jesus has for us. And I remember I was talking to someone one time, and she was kind of struggling with the belief in the Eucharist. And later on, she was able to work through it. But so I asked her, as I said, Are you having a, she's just like, how is this? Because she was asking, I think I was in the seminary at the time, and she was asking me about the Eucharist, and I said, "Well, I wouldn't become a priest if I didn't believe it." Because she's like, "You don't really believe that Jesus is present. It's just like a symbol, isn't it?" It's like, "Well, no, I wouldn't do this for a symbol," And so I talked with her for a while, and I remember asking her, at some point, just saying, "Are you having a hard time believing that Jesus can just be that close to us? That he loves us so much that he wants to love us, from the inside?" And she thought about it for a while, and she was like, "Yeah, we have this belief that we can have this belief that God is out there somewhere, and maybe in outer space or something like that, but he's not really close to us. But What the belief in the Eucharist is, it's a belief in the reality of God's love for us and the closeness of that love to us. That Jesus wants to be with us. Jesus wants to be in us. And so he gives himself to us in a way that that we can receive him, so that we can have that with him. So let's maybe take a few minutes today just to reflect on this. From St. Paul to the Corinthians, he quotes it, "This is my body that is for you." And as we celebrate this, this beautiful feast of Corpus Christi, let us really open our hearts and ask for the faith to be able to accept the closeness of that love of Jesus for us.